Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
Absolutely gorgeous day out here in New York City and Queens, and probably wonderful place to be would be at the Socrates Sculpture Park in, I don't know whether they consider it Long Island City or Astoria, but that's what we're going to be talking about today, particularly a new exhibition by sculptor Virginia Overton. And I think you're here on the line. Hello, Virginia.
Hey, how are you?
Okay. So, I'm sorry I missed coming to the opening, but I'm getting that it's not very accessible friendly.
Oh, well, the show is open, and the park is open 365 days a year, so it's actually really accessible, at least I hope so, and it's open to the public pretty much from early mid-morning, once the sun is up around 9 or 10, until the sun goes down, so anybody's welcome anytime during those opening hours.
Well, I guess what I meant by accessible friendly, in other words, for someone with a disability.
There are some sidewalks that go through the park. I've seen a few wheelchairs, actually, while I've been working. I've been on site for the last few months. And there is one sidewalk that sort of runs the perimeter of the park. There is that available. But it is a park, obviously, and there is a lot of grassy area also.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm sure if I don't get to it, I think I'm sending a photographer from the newspaper to take photos for me. Tell me about, first, introduce yourself to the public here all over the world.
Hi, I'm Virginia Overton, and I'm an artist. I live here in New York. I work in Brooklyn, and for the last, I'd say about 6 months, I've been working at the park itself to make the work, the sculptures for the show. I generally make things when I'm on a site or at a museum or institution. I like to gather materials from nearby and build from what I find locally.
So in other words, what you're saying is people were wandering around in the park at the right time, they could be seeing you working on the structure as well.
Yeah, for the last 6 months, that would definitely be the case, and I had a lot of interactions with various visitors of all ages and interests that came to the park. And got to have some interesting conversations about what I was doing and what their experience of the park is and what, you know, what kind of things I was trying to make for the exhibition. It's been really engaging.
And how many pieces do you have there on display in this new exhibition?
There are a total of 10 pieces, and the first one that you would see when you come to the park is a billboard that they have over their main entrance, and that changes with every exhibition. And so when they asked me to do mine, the billboard became one of the pieces that I would do. So that's the first piece that you encounter, and then there are 9 other ones scattered throughout the park that you can kind of walk around or you know, people ride their bikes through, and some are even pieces you can interact with, like sit on like a swing or, you know, yeah, look through long pipes and stuff like that.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about each of them?
Sure. Yeah, sure. So there is a piece that is that includes a gantry, which is a type of a tool that's used here at the park a lot. It's sort of an A-frame steel structure that's used to lift heavy things. And I just took it from the work area and put it out in the park and then hung a industrial wooden beam from the gantry. So this is one of the pieces when I say you can swing on, you can actually go and sit on this wooden beam and take a load off and enjoy the park. And then there are 2 trucks, pickup trucks in the show. The trucks are completely different in the way that they look and how and what they're doing. One is a truck with a water garden in the back of it. So I lined the truck bed with rubber and then filled it with water and lotus plants. And it has a pump that runs water through and has a fountain. And then the other truck is a tow truck and hangs a large steel tank from the back. And that's a sort of a mobile, my take on what a mobile would be. So the tank hangs from a chain off the tow arm of the tow truck and it moves in the wind. And that whole piece is painted one solid, really dark kind of blue, almost black color, and then sits sort of in the skyline, you know, right along the water's edge of the river. Then we have another really, the biggest sculpture in the park is called Untitled Gem, and it's a structure made of steel trusses, roof trusses, and they're joined in such a way that when you look at them, they almost form the shape of a crystal or a gem, and it's quite big. It's about 18 feet tall and about 40 feet long, but because it's made of these trusses, it has almost a drawing appearance. You know, it's like a lot of lines, so it's very open feeling. Then there are 2 smaller pieces that are made from various materials that I found around the park. So they shift in scale a whole lot, where like the trucks and the gym are very large scale sculptures. These other 2 smaller pieces are things that you can kind of walk up to, and they're more in, you know, scale to your body. And they're made from, you know, a lot of different kinds of materials. And then there's another piece that is a steel framework, and it's filled with pipes. So the pipes are laying horizontally. So from one side, you can look through the pipes and see various parts of the city. And from the other side, you can look back and see the park. And I
now,
think I left out a couple of the
things. Is there a certain part of this park that's set off just for your exhibitions, or are there other exhibits that are also there?
Mine is the only, you know, artwork that's in the park currently. So it's a solo show. But throughout the summer, the park has a lot of events. They do movies. They have dances and a lot of different kind of things to bring people into the park and experience the park in various ways throughout the summer. I'll have to say, like, over the last several months, the park has gone from, you know, this winter landscape to this super green, lush, beautiful place. And on a day like today, if anybody's outside, you know, it's beautiful. It's so nice. So the park really offers such a beautiful experience of both the city, but also green landscape, you know, in Queens. It's just, it's like such a unique place to be.
Is one of the ferry stops nearby?
Actually, there is one. So they just recently, within the last several months, they opened a ferry stop. It's just one block north of the park, and it's the Astoria Ferry Line. And it
oh, that's
is like,
great.
Oh, my gosh. It is so great. It's such a nice way to get to the park, you know, to come by the river because the park sits on the river. So you get this really beautiful view looking into the park before you're even on the land. So if you have the opportunity, it's I would highly recommend it.
Oh, and I'm just curious, does it wind up being, I guess, easier to enter into the park by taking the ferry, even though I mean, you're in a block away, as opposed to coming in from, you know, another direction and trying to park your car, et cetera, et cetera?
Parking can be a little bit complicated, but there are also the bus. There's a bus that stops nearby on
mm-hmm.
Vernon Boulevard. There's also a lot of trains that are just a couple of blocks away at Broadway and 31st. So there are a lot of like public transportation makes it pretty accessible. And then, and of course, like I said, a lot of people ride bikes too and come to the park. So it's open for everyone.
Okay. Now I understand there's a second person there, the curator?
Yeah, Jess Wilcox.
Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks.
Okay, so what's your take in all this? What do you get to do?
Well, I get to work very closely with Virginia and helping her realize her vision in talking about the artworks and, you know, how she wanted to approach making them and putting them in the park. And having worked here on site, you know, thinking about how the public might interact with them and thinking about ways to communicate her thought to the public. So working on promotional materials, and we drafted small wall labels for each artwork. So people who wanted to learn a little bit about what Virginia thought about these works had an entry point. So that's what I do. That's my role, to support Virginia.
And who makes up the brochures or whatever? Do people get a handout or something?
Yeah. There's a handout as well that is nice because it additionally has a map. So it shows you, you know, the locations of artworks throughout the park, and you can take that home with you to remember the names of the artworks and such. So yes, that was part of what I did was putting that together for people to take home.
Okay, so in other words, you do this for the, you're not doing this for this exhibition, you do this for the whole park. You're the curator for the
yes.
whole park. Okay.
Yes,
so how did this like come about in terms of having this exhibit?
Well, that's a really great question. I've been at Socrates for about 2.5 years. And, you know, I think one of the things that I do, you know, whenever you're outside, often the public will ask about artworks and give feedback. And in terms of exhibitions, and the feedback, when we do a single artist exhibition, I've gotten some really good feedback from the members of the public saying they could see connections between the artworks. So in thinking about a single artist to take over the whole park, Virginia very much came into mind because of the way she typically works with found materials, which was very much in line with the history of Socrates and the park and the way we historically have approached making artwork. I don't know, maybe I'll share a little bit about the history of the park just to say that we're 30 years old now. We were founded in 1986. And at that time, you know, before we were public park, the site was an illegal dumping ground. And the artist, so it wasn't always this kind of green, luscious place. But the artist, Mark DeSuvero, who has a studio right nearby, really rallied the community into helping clean up the park you know, revitalizing the area, working on the gardens, and started, you know, rallying artists around creating exhibitions. So this idea of sort of looking at something that was maybe discarded and not utilized was very much something that Virginia does with her materials. So it felt like a really great complement to the history of the park.
So now when you have, as the exhibitions change, do the artists basically come into the park and do the work in the park, or is just this particular one?
That's almost, it's most of the time that's the case. Sometimes there are certain materials and that artists are working with where it's harder for them to work in the park, for instance, ceramics. But we do have an outdoor studio, and so most of the artists, and you know, we have tools and facilities, so most of the artists do make the work on site. I'd say 85% of them do. So yeah, it's pretty common, but I also think pretty common at Socrates, but unique in many arts organizations or sculpture parks.
So in other words, it's people can be coming into the park anytime and seeing things in action.
Yeah, that's right. So you'll get to see artworks that are complete. Virginia's artworks are complete and on display, and you can read about them and interact with them. And then at the same time, there'll be artists working in the studio who are working on the next show that opens in October.
Okay. So are you taking part in this Long Island City Open Arts? Are you part of that?
I mean, we are open to the public 365 days a year.
No, I'm just saying this. What I'm asking is this event coming up, Long Island City. It's called Long Island City Open Arts, and I want to know, is this one of the things
I am not aware if we are involved in that, because that would be our public programs director. So is that, where exactly is that located?
Well, it's all over Long Island City. There's places to go all over Long Island City, to galleries and facility, all kinds of things that they're having. I think it's from the 16th to the 19th or the 20th. That's you know, coming up. But it's, you know, safe to say that I don't know if they're listing all the places, but they might, not sure, they might be all indoor places that they're talking about.
Yeah, I think they might be indoor places, you know, places that are not typically open to the public that might be open to the public or free at this time. So I don't think,
Does it cost to come to the park? Is there an admission charge?
It's free.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Free and every single day and open to the public. So, you know, every day is free at Socrates.
Oh, okay.
So you can come whenever you want. Yeah.
So now what happens then? Okay, let's say this exhibition is over. Then what do you do with the structures?
Well, in this case, we're lucky to have a partner at Don River Valley Park in Toronto, and the show is actually going to travel there in October when it leaves here, and then it'll be installed up there in another public park.
So, in other words, all these pieces will have to be taken down piece by piece and then redone up there?
Yes.
That'll be quite interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you have a blueprint on each one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Some of them will need it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Virginia, I don't know, how long have you been doing this type of artwork? And then the question is, what made you decide to do this?
Yeah. It's hard to say exactly when it started, because I think the way that I work is almost, it's hard to tell the difference between, fixing something and making sculpture in my case, but I'd say, I moved to New York 15 years ago, and I'd been doing it, some 5 or 10 years before that, and hope to keep doing it for a long time. I can't imagine doing anything else. I tried to do other things. I taught school for a while and worked in offices, and I think I just kept coming back to art as the thing that I really felt most able to do. And so I'm so lucky to be able to do it.
I just also wanted to ask you, this is just because I'm always networking. Do you have any pieces that are small enough to go to, like, to bring to somebody's gallery to show off?
Yeah, I mean, I have a studio practice also, where I work mostly by myself, making other types of sculpture, everything from, sort of tabletop size things to, obviously here at the park, very large scale. But yeah, I make a whole range of things of various sizes.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you about this later, about the reason I'm asking.
Okay.
As I said,
okay.
I do a lot of networking. That's why.
Okay.
I do a lot of networking, so I have a lot of ideas that keep coming up.
Oh, good. Okay.
So this is going into June, I believe. What's the date?
It's open
this
until
exhibition.
September 3rd. Yeah,
oh, September.
So it's all summer long, which is really nice, because then you'll be able to experience the works in all different kinds of light. And one of the pieces, Untitled Late Bloomer, has it's the pickup truck with a pool of lotuses in the back. And the lotuses, of course, will be in bloom and grow over the summer. So that's a nice aspect.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Now, in terms of distance, I went to the park. I guess they consider it Long Island City having all this dance there. I know that the ferry stops there. Is the Astoria stop like the next stop?
Are you talking about the ferry?
Yeah, I'm talking about the ferry because I'm curious is about because they're having all these with the dance programs going on also, that if somebody's going to, let's say, a dance program in that park, is the one, is Socrates walkable
from
that
where?
Point?
From the ferry?
Well, it's Yeah. Not the ferry that's near you. In other words, there's park that's north. It's like would be like you're the Astoria stop. I mean, this is the Long Island City stop.
Is there another ferry stop? I haven't ever been to the stop after.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes. I guess I'll look at it on a map kind of thing, because I was curious to see if they're, you know, in terms of walkable or whatever, that if somebody's going to one thing, they might as well go to another thing, you know, go to one park and enjoy the dance event and go to the other park and enjoy the sculptures, you know, that type of thing. So I'm going to look to see in terms of distance whether they're, you know, something that's walkable or, you know.
Well, we have dance events at our park, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do. So, you know, that's one exciting thing is that we have a lot of other things going on. So we have in situ's site-specific dance festival happening August 4th and 5th. And then we have Dance at Socrates performances on Saturdays in August. So yeah, we have some dance as well.
Yeah, get me this information, because I went to an event last night over at the Queens Theater where they were talking about, I guess it's called the Queensborough Dance Festival or something, and there's a list. They have a list of all the different places that all these dance groups are touring, and I'd be curious to see if one of them is Socrates Park as one of the tours. This way I can tie the two of them together.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can give you our season calendar, which has all the different kinds of events, all the different dance events. We also have movie nights, other kinds of performances.
That would be great, because then...
Or you can go onto the website at www.socratessculpturepark.org.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. All right, and is there anything else either of you guys want to add?
Well, I just hope you can come out and see it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Great. Thanks for having us on your show.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, certainly.
You.
And I'll, you know, this is going to be in the Times Ledger, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Wonderful.
And once I finish the show, I'm going to, because I have it tagged, and then I put it up on my Facebook page, you know, for anybody that wants to listen to it, or if you want to take it and put it on anybody's, your website, or whatever you want to do. This is all done for everybody else.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
And also
thank
easy
so
for me. And it's also so I can, when I write the article, I can quote correctly.
Oh, yeah, that's always helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, have a wonderful day. I'm sure you will with this gorgeous weather.
I know, right? Have a great weekend. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, yes. Well, then I guess it's time to end the show. Where is it? Go to my music introduction. So wherever you are, everybody, have a great day, evening, or whatever. And no, this is not what I wanted. No, this is not what I wanted. Let's try this again. The word music. I almost had Melbourne Moore singing. Okay. Music intro. Okay, goodbye, everybody.